Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Have you ever heard the term COVID long haulers? These are people who were diagnosed with coronavirus months ago, but are still feeling the side effects today. Take, for example, Maggie. She's a 12-year-old girl living in New York City. I interviewed her yesterday with her mother, Amy. And they were both talking about how Maggie, 7 months after her diagnosis, is still dealing with extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, even rapid heart rate. So they have cut out all extracurricular activities. She doesn't even walk up the stairs at school. Amy was saying that if Maggie starts feeling symptoms today, it could ruin her weekend. So it's not like she has the symptoms in the moment and they go away. They could last for days.